This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeff Horwich. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, you've heard about them. They are government-sponsored entities that own or guarantee a huge portion of American mortgages, more than 60%, for example, in California. This week, Fannie and Freddie quietly put out some clarifying language that could mean a lot to some beleaguered homeowners in California and in other states. The language gives a green light for banks and other mortgage servicers to get at a big pot of TARP bailout money. It's supposed to let qualifying homeowners reduce their principal on their loans before they lose their houses. Instead, the pool of money has been mostly untapped for more than 2 years. Earlier this week, Deborah Solomon wrote a column for Bloomberg calling for just this sort of action. Deborah Solomon, welcome to Marketplace.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so the administration sets aside almost $8 billion to help homeowners who are falling behind in states with the worst housing crises. And yet, almost nobody, it seems, has been able to use this money. As you see it, what is the problem?
Well, there are a lot of hurdles to the program, partly because you've had resistance from the people who own the loans, the investors, to various programs that basically change the terms of the loan. And states have really been struggling with how to best utilize the funds and how to do what they feel like they need to do, you know, and get agreement from the people who actually own the mortgages.
Is it largely just a question of red tape, really?
Well, it's partly red tape. It's also, you know, this money was set aside for state housing finance agencies. And those agencies, by their charter, serve a very small slice of the housing population, which is low to moderate income people. They've also set a lot of, you know, tough criteria about who can be helped. And that's one of the problems with the Obama administration's approach. They've been trying to be very cautious in terms of who they help, in large part because they're worried about this so-called moral hazard issue and bailing out reckless borrowers. But what that's meant is that you really have shrunk the group of people you can help, and you've made it harder for these programs to work because, you know, some of the people who should be getting helped are not reckless borrowers.
So these clarifications that Fannie and Freddie have sent out that it is okay for their servicers to utilize this money, what kind of a difference do you think this will make?
This change doesn't do anything to deal with the broader problem of whether Fannie and Freddie should allow principal forgiveness for the loans that they own or guarantee. What this does is essentially direct servicers who work with Fannie and Freddie to rework loans that are part of state programs that basically will allow Fannie and Freddie to take money from the states to pay down principal amounts.
This seems like a relatively small drop then in the broader problem of however many years on now, right? Homeowners who continue to be underwater, worried about losing their house.
Well, there are 11 million homeowners who owe more on their mortgages than their homes are worth. In California alone, there are about 2 million. This program in California will help probably about 9,000 people. So that's not a huge amount, but it's helpful. And the hope is that other states will follow suit and that potentially even, you know, the federal government could take some of the unused money to pay down principal amounts more broadly.
Deborah Solomon, editor at Bloomberg View. Thanks very much.
Thank you.